Well, Iranian attacks on U.S. troops stationed in Jordan over the weekend killed several American soldiers. Their bodies were delivered back to American soil, with Donald Trump attending the transfer of their remains. One of the signees of the statement shown here moments ago says Jordan is not a party to this war, and the nation has a right to demand foreign troops leave the country.
This statement was not the first time that the Jordanian people have demanded the withdrawal of foreign forces or rejected the presence of foreign bases. This issue has long been a topic of discussion within Jordanian society, and it was presented as a statement following the renewed aggression against Iran after the agreement. Here, we are talking about aggression against the entire region, including Palestine, Lebanon, and other Arab lands. Jordanians have the right to reject the presence of American bases on their soil, especially since all official Jordanian authorities consistently declare that there are no foreign bases. We demand clarification regarding the nature of the presence of these combat forces, through which the United States is exchanging fire with Iran. While some Jordanians may support the presence of foreign forces, and they are free to hold that position, the general consensus among Jordanians is against the presence of foreign bases. This is a war between Iran and the United States, and we are not a party to this conflict. If Jordan were a party to this war against Iran, it should declare so. There is no declaration of war, so why is Jordanian territory being used in this conflict? The Jordanian people are the ones suffering from the exchange of fire, and they have the right to know what is happening and to reject the presence of these bases.